Hello, world. This is the Sydney Silver Show. This is the show designed to freak you out or piss you off until I make you all love each other. That's right, friends. Time to duke it out and fight. We've had a few fights or maybe just times when I freaked out on the poor Victoria over here and she accepted it, which was awesome to me. Actually told me she liked it later, which was a little bit weird for me, but I really loved that.
I think arguments are good.
Yeah. I've kind of just flipped out on you before, though, and you were like, I kind of liked that.
Which but really, I still love you.
Really, thank you. It really made me feel good when you were okay with my, like, anger bursts, sure. You know, because I get passionate. So, yes, we're going to have lots of great makeup sex and loads of kisses after I make the whole world just fight. All right? Fighting is okay. It's not a bad thing. It's just when we, you know, start trying to stab each other in the eyeballs. That part might be a little bit over the top. Okay, so today we are interviewing a real-life ghost hunter. His name is Dave Spinks. I can't wait to get to him. He's waiting on the phone for us right now. And I'm about to tell you why I believe, I promised this to people, why I now believe that shape-shifting aliens are a real scientific possibility. So we're going to go to play the shape-shifting aliens video right now. If you don't believe me, I'm sorry, because I now believe it's possible. So here we go. All right, this is the shape-shifting aliens video. And these fish are called cuttlefish. These fish are amazing. You see, this one is just changing shape. It actually can completely shift its entire shape. It's camouflaging itself right here. And they have colored ink under their skin. They can create any color or pattern that they want. Their skin just, look, they can even make themselves look like Las Vegas marquee lights. And in that one, they have their skin. This one is showing bumps. Their skin can actually raise bumps and change to make it look like a plant or a rock or a fish or anything it wants. It's raising its bumps right here. It can change the whole body shape so that it starts looking like a plant or a coral. This one is rainbow colored. You see it like changed the ink color. And they've even put these fish on checkerboards and unnatural patterns, and it can make any pattern it wants in the blink of an eye. I don't know how it knows how to do this. These are actually some kind of like a sea snail, like a mollusk. They're related to slugs and squid. That one looks like a plant. And when I saw this fish, this incredible fish, I thought, holy crap, Oli. I now believe that shape-shifting aliens could exist. This is on our own Earth. This is on our own planet. A lot of people don't know about it. That one looks like a rock right there. But it's a real thing. So who's to say that aliens couldn't be out there existing that are changing their shape? And who's to say that they couldn't be walking around us right now looking like human beings? Well, I'm never going to, you know, call anyone who says that sort of thing crazy anymore. Not personally, because I totally think it's possible. I didn't think it was possible before. I would have said, oh, you're stupid. You're insane. That sounds like a really stupid, you know, that just sounds like, I don't know, something out of a bad science fiction novel. But what if I was an alien? And you didn't know it.
You might be.
I might be. What if she was an alien? You know, I'm just saying that it's possible. What do you think, Victoria?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah? Have I convinced you that it might be possible? Because I know there's a lot of scientists out there and skeptics right now that I'm completely friends with atheist skeptics and scientists and all that stuff. And I have my bouts with that, too. But I know they're just kind of like rolling their eyes when I said, I'm going to prove on my next show that shape-shifting aliens could exist, scientifically speaking. So there you go, skeptics. Okay.
They could, because it's if you didn't see that, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So you never know.
That's true. Just because you haven't seen something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That's a really good point. And that's a good point, too, for our ghost show. So I'm going to get to Dave as our caller on the line. Dave?
Dave, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, awesome, Dave. There you are.
Hi, Dave.
We were just talking about how shape-shifting aliens could exist and create illusions for us and things like that. And I wonder, you're a ghost investigator. You've been a ghost investigator since the 80s. And you have, we're actually going to be watching pieces of an investigation I saw Dave do and that he put online. But do you think it's possible that ghosts do illusions and stuff like that for us too, Dave? Like shape-shifting and illusions to make us not know they're there? Or are they kind of set?
Necessarily shape shifting or illusions. I think at times they may try to be more frightening than they need to be for whatever reason. You know, with the theory that maybe they were a bad person in life, so they're a bad person when they're a spirit in spirit form as well. So they try to purposely scare you or make themselves look more scary, perhaps, in that aspect, if that makes sense.
Okay. And when in the video that I'm about to show a clip of your video so people know what we're talking about. You did an investigation in a house where, tell me if I have this wrong, I believe a little girl there was saying that she was seeing the ghost of another little girl and she was getting choked. She could feel herself getting choked. Is that correct?
Which place are you referring to, Sydney?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I know you have a lot of investigations, but well, I'm not sure. So we'll just play the video. But I believe that's what you said in the beginning of the video, and then you came in to kind of clear the house out of the ghost. And you were with a woman named Cindy. So there's a woman named Cindy in this clip. Can we go ahead and play?
Okay.
Let's play the ghost touching video so we kind of know what we're talking about. You had an instrument on the floor.
That's a little too. But isn't that the one you have to touch?
Yes. You got to break the field or touch it.
Okay, get that on video. Here, give me the video.
Yeah. It's already recording. Just. Oh.
Ha, of course.
I got some of it.
Okay.
Is that you? Guys, what we were just filming, I turned the ring pod on and set it down.
Okay.
As you can see on the. It just took another hit.
Okay.
All right. There's no EMF showing. I'm by the TV.
Zero.
There's nothing. There's nothing. Now, to set this device there, it took another hit. You have to go that close to it or touch it. See? Now, for it to light up on the yellow one, you got to do that, and it lit up yellow and blue solid. So something was physically touching that device.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. I mean, it's yellow and blue, man. I've never seen it. It didn't even do that at the other place we were at.
That's weird.
Stop touching it. Turn it off. Turn it off. There's nothing on the... see if there's any exposed wires under the floor. This would pick it up, okay?
Yeah.
It's zero. I've reset it 3 times now. See? Something's touching it.
Yep.
Holy. All right. I'm going to move it. If you're really doing that. Holy. It's yellow, solid yellow. Something has to be touching it. See?
So, okay, so touch it just so we can.
All
so
right.
We have for the camera.
We'll show it for
show
the camera.
Everybody. Yep.
That's what you have to do to set that device. Don't touch me.
Don't touch us.
Awesome. So, do you remember that investigation now, Dave?
Yes, that.
Okay.
What I was doing, I was using what they call a REM pod, and you know, it's a touch device, or you have to break the field that it's putting off around the antenna, and for it to light up like it did, was really pretty amazing because it lights up the lights based off of how it's getting touched or the field's being broken by something.
Okay, now. When I was watching your video, I have some questions for you because your interpretations of the ghost were completely different of my interpretations of the ghost.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to kind of ask you about that. First of all, there's a flashlight in the next clip that we're going to show. What is that flashlight called? Is it a regular flashlight or a special flashlight?
No, it's just a mag light.
It's a regular?
A mini mag light.
So the ghost was turning it on and off, just a regular flashlight.
We feel it could be manipulating it, yes.
Okay, so it wasn't like a special ghost sensor flashlight or anything like that?
Probably not, just a regular right-out-of-the-store flashlight.
Okay, because I thought it was pretty amazing how it was, like, turning it on and off. So can we play the master video? It says master to you a few times.
Master.
You're not our master.
Nope.
Okay, turn that flashlight back off, please. Show us you're really communicating with us. Turn it back off.
Fear.
Yep, thank you.
Master.
No.
No. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Master.
Okay, so I had a question about that because you both assumed when the ghost said Master and it kept calling you Master and I was like thinking, you know, you assumed that it was saying that it was your Master. But I was assuming that it was telling you that you were its master. Like it was calling you, Dave, its master. And
yeah, you could look at it both ways, I reckon. it was the reason we were pursuing it the way we were, because that house felt really, really negative. And some of the responses we got on some of the devices we were using was lending itself to be a very negative type, possibly demonic entity. And we thought it was referring to, you know, perhaps what could have been a demonic entity. So we felt that it was saying that it was our master in that aspect.
And then the ghost kept talking. It almost felt like it was talking about, maybe talking about Jesus or something. It says grace twice. And then you ask why it's there, and it said, because of God.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah, we were getting several, during that whole investigation, the clips you see that are on the YouTube are, you know, of course, I have to edit it down because I have, usually have 4 to 6 cameras running, and I try to edit it down to the best responses and whatnot, you know.
Okay.
And, we had numerous responses in it. It was almost like there was 2 to 3, maybe possibly 4 entities communicating with us in that location.
Yeah, I noticed one was like a female voice. One was like a church choral voice, which talked quite a bit.
Yeah.
We're going to see that later. And okay. But I was just wondering, I guess you already answered it, but I guess my question was like, why did you assume it was a bad, or I guess not bad, like something that would attack you, sort of an entity, but you're saying it's like you could feel it in the air or something? It felt, because
the way the whole location felt, like when we came in, when we actually walked into the location, it we heard these thunderous booms and the whole freaking house shook.
Oh wow. So it was like attacking you, kind of, or felt like it?
Yeah. And the woman I was with at the time, she actually clears locations and stuff, and she lost her voice like temporarily for like 10 minutes and had to like, she couldn't even talk, and she had to start reciting prayers and stuff to cleanse herself, because it was just a very negative location at the time.
Because, see, I was wondering, like, why didn't you just try to be... I actually felt a little bit sorry for the ghost sometimes, because in the video you were attacking it so much, and I didn't understand. Because I've actually tried to befriend ghosts before. Like, there was a house I was at, and I was really scared, and I thought maybe there's something in here. We kept getting pictures of orbs, and we were hearing stuff. And I sat down in the middle of the floor, and I just said, hey... I don't want to be your enemy. Can we be friends? Like, is that a tactic you ever take, or?
Yeah, sure. Unfortunately, in that situation, you know, and it's a very controversial thing to do when you, the way you pursue your investigations on occasion, you know, being my background as law enforcement and stuff.
You were a police officer, right?
Yeah. I'm always... the best defense is a good offense, in my view, you know, and that's controversial to some aspects, and people don't like when I give the spirits down the road, per se, you know. And I understand that. Everybody has their own take on paranormal investigating and whatnot. Uh-huh. And at the time, I felt that's what I needed to do, you know, because of the negativity. The little girl in the house was being attacked, and the family was being attacked. And we decided to go that route with the whole investigation to try to rid the location of, you know, whatever spirits were and entities were in the location.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, I was also thinking it's kind of the same way with people in real life. You have abusers who, you know, maybe they have their own issues and stuff, but at a certain point it's like, who cares? You need to just go to jail and be punished because what you're doing is really causing suffering and pain. So I guess it was that kind of situation with this ghost, right?
That's how we felt about it. And one really neat thing is after we did our thing and everything seemed to calm down for the family. And I know who the family is, and I'm in regular contact. And they said it's the little girl is actually sleeping in her room again, you know, and everything's a lot better than it was. So
good.
I'm very proud of that, you know, as far as helping people.
Yeah, because that was my other question. I wanted to play the Jesus clip because... You're telling the thing to obey Jesus, and it clearly just doesn't. It doesn't listen to you. And I was like trying to think, like, why are they spraying holy water? Does that even work? Because the thing is like acting like really defiant. And can we play that clip and show the ghost?
It won't listen. In the name of Jesus Christ, tell us your name. See, you have to.
What?
You have to talk when we command you with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Please.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to tell us your name right now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
All right, we demand that you tell us your name, right? I'm going to get you. Did you hear that?
What?
We demand you tell us your name now.
I cast you to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus Christ.
All right, so in that video, you're invoking the name of Jesus and is clearly not listening to you, is not obeying, it's telling you you're dead. It even calls you a blasphemer, saying that, like, you almost like you shouldn't be using that name. And I'm, like, thinking, this holy water isn't going to freaking work, you know? I was like, why?
Right, yeah.
Why are they spraying holy water? Like, does that always work? Or, like, why did you choose the holy water at that point? And does, you know, I guess that's my question is, like, this ghost is not obeying, you know? Why,
right.
Why would holy water even work?
It's very controversial as far as when you're trying to cleanse an area on your tactics on how you do it. And we, at times, to in order to see if it's truly a negative or demonic spirit, we will use holy water and blessed items like, you know, crucifixes and whatnot to see if it elicits a negative response. And if it does, then it doesn't necessarily mean that it's demonic, but it lends a good, you know, it gives you a good picture of it being possibly demonic when you get such negative responses to those items.
Yeah, I was, you know, some people burn sage, and I never understood that either. I didn't understand how burning a plant could help at all. And then in this case, I was trying to figure out, like, if it wasn't listening to you, like, why would it listen to the holy water? One of my friends told me that the reason she burns the sage is more about her intention to communicate, or, you know, like it helps her focus or something, than about the holy water or the sage or something like that. Would you say that that's true, do you think? Or
yeah, I would agree to that somewhat, but there's so many different ways to cleanse an area and different items you can use. And like I said, it's a very controversial thing because some people say, oh, you can't do it that way or you can't do it this way, you know, because they're stout in their belief system and the way they do things. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter how you do it, you know, you're going to have controversy of some sort.
Well, I mean, there's going to be people that watch this video that don't even think that there was a real ghost there. But I was pretty shocked because your video was pretty amazing to me. I've actually used one of the ghost censoring devices you have in there in the video, and it's like it goes on the radio frequencies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the ghost can use, or demon or whatever it is, can use the static to talk. And I've used it at my house, and it didn't work very well. We used it at the haunted Loma Linda Hospital.
Yes, we did.
Victoria and I did, and it seemed to be talking to us.
Yep.
And in your video...
See, so, you know, how do you explain that?
Yeah. In your video, it's like practically, you know, arguing with you. And in one point in the ending video, which I wanted to play here in a minute, I could understand some of the words that you couldn't understand, so I actually put them on the clip for you. But in one point you're saying, I'm gonna drink holy water, I like it, and then it goes oh in a choral, like a heaven voice.
I want to annotate everything.
Yeah, I think it's basically mocking you and saying like a gargling noise, like, yeah, I'll gargle it too. You know, because that's the sound you make when you're gargling. And then it says
right.
Heaven right after that, which you didn't catch, but I did catch. And we'll play that in a second. But just really quickly, I wanted to list some of the things it said in your video. It said matter nothing, which you all had a different interpretation of that. I actually thought it might mean that matter means nothing, that we're nothing, that the spirit world is what's, you know, meaningful, which I would argue with that ghost that everything means something, whether we're material or spirit at the time. It also said, unbelievable, I'm the devil, which I thought was interesting. It said, I want a soul, all of them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a really, if you want to watch this video, go to SydneySilverShow.com. We've linked the whole video. I've actually edited some of the spaces out of the video, but I didn't change anything or switch anything around. I just took out some of the spaces because it's hard to watch. It says Satan. It says leave now. Cindy says don't hurt anyone. And it says I won't. It says nice to meet ya and all kinds of stuff. So the ending is really amazing. Let's watch it. I've edited out some of the long stretches of time. So can we play the ghost ending and watch what happens? It's really amazing.
You cannot come back. You cannot hurt anyone. Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking. Come on. You getting scared? You cannot hurt anyone, attach to anyone, injure anyone. You will what? I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to tell me. And you are going to leave. I think I'll sit in this chair. Should I sit in that chair?
Yes.
You cannot touch me or hurt me in any way.
Get out of it.
Get out of the house, woman?
Yeah. It said get out of it when you sit down, and it said get out of the house, woman.
Nope. You're leaving. I'm not. Nope, I'm not. Not till you're gone. You're going back to the pit of hell. I cast you to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus Christ.
Awesome.
I know this.
Say
oh, you don't like the holy water?
I love holy water.
So do I.
I drink it.
So do I.
What?
That was where your church is.
Yeah, it was. What do you think about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? What? That's a direct response.
What did it say?
How many fingers am I holding up?
What? 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 Don't you ever come back in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. You have to go now. Don't you ever come back.
We'll see.
You have to leave this property.
All right, so I just thought that was so amazing because it's like everything in the thing makes sense. Like it's talking to you.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was crazy. It's one of the that was actually one of the craziest investigations I've ever been on as far as the actual intelligent responses we were getting.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of times you turn that thing on and it just says nothing. It says like pumpkins and it doesn't, you know, make any sense. But this one, it really did. And I just wondered, so Dave, after all these investigations, we have about 4 minutes left. Sorry, I really wanted to show your investigation because it was so amazing. First of all, I'm just going to tease you a little bit because in there, it totally said, do you want to collar me instead of follow me? That's what I heard. And it kept calling you master. And I'm trying to think, like, why did Dave Spinks turn down having a slave ghost? Because this ghost was basically trying to enslave itself to you and call you master and stuff. And I'm like, why didn't he take it?
Well, I didn't actually hear that, but now that you say that, yeah, it possibly could have said that. I don't know. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, when you say, do you want to collar me like mistress or master, it means like, you know, put a little collar on and you become enslaved to that person. But anyways, I was like, oh, he missed his chance. So
I don't
really
know
quickly,
about having a slave ghost sex partner. I don't know about all that, but
he said a sex partner. I was just thinking to like do things in the world, but okay. So, what we have 3 minutes. I just want to get your take on what happens after death as a ghost investigator. What do you think happens after death?
Well, that's Sydney. That's an interesting question because that's why I do what I do. I had an experience with my grandfather at 16 years old. And he was standing at the end of my bed when when he shouldn't have been in the location I was at. I was at my father's house, and this is my mom's dad.
Wow.
And I found out the next day that he had died. So
wow,
that's the long, that's the short end
so
of the story. But
started you on your path.
Yeah, that started me on the paranormal investigating. So I think that we are all made of energy. Where our energy goes after we die in the physical form, I don't know. And that's one of the reasons I do, probably the main reason I do what I do, because I want answers, you know?
Right. So, you want to figure that out. So do I. I've had weird paranormal experiences,
and it's
too.
Just a mind-blowing thing, you know?
But do you...
Gets, like you said, like the video, you know, when you get those responses, you can't... It's not just coincidence. It's something to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And do you... Like, why would somebody stay around as a ghost after they died instead of going to heaven or being reincarnated or whatever happens after death?
Right, and that's one of the things we try to figure out. Why are they still here? Why are some of them still here? Some of them aren't. We don't know.
So you have no clue on that yet? No lead on that from your investigations?
No, and I don't truly feel that I know exactly who I'm talking to when, on most cases, when we're getting responses like that. Because there's so many different things to it. You know, it could be possibly an evil or demonic spirit trying to gain your trust and acting like a little child. We don't know. There's just so many what ifs to it.
Yeah, because even people will trick you.
And yes, and people will
trick you. So why wouldn't they?
As far as who they are, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's just a trip. The whole thing just blows my mind.
And do you feel that you really cleared the ghost out of this house? Or is it going to, it said, like, don't believe that and everything. Like, do you think it's coming back?
I don't know if it will ever come back. But I know as of to date, I'm in regular contact with the family. And I always check in on them. And they don't have anything going on since we were there. So.
Okay, awesome. Know. Real quickly, I have Dave's website listed on SydneySilverShow.com if you need a ghost investigation or you want to ask him any further questions. Dave, where can people find you?
They can find me on my website, like you said, www.DaveSpinksParanormalInvestigator.com. There's links to all my stuff, my YouTube channel, my Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine yards.
Okay. And people
email,
can actually hire you to come clear their house, right?
Yeah, I work with people. I don't do the clearing per se. I work with other folks that do the clearing, such as, you know, like you saw Cindy. That's one of her specialties, and some other folks that I work with. The Mountain Gypsies I'm working with now, their specialty is clearing locations and doing exorcisms.
Okay.
So.
Awesome. Well, come on in here and get my old demons out. I'm just kidding. I'm not possessed. Only sometimes, only at night.
Right.
Only when there's a cute guy around.
Oh, I hear you.
That's when I'm possessed. All right. Anyways, Dave, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I'm probably going to have you back at some point because I didn't get to ask you anything I wanted to ask you. Our show's really short. Okay, SydneySilverShow.com. Thank you so much for watching. Have a great night.
Bye
everyone.